home should feel functional, not frustrating. It's time to hit the home refresh button with Clarity On Call, my 4-week virtual home organization program designed just for busy moms like you. This isn't just another checklist or guide. This is personalized support on demand. Through the Voxer app, I'll be your go-to coach, helping you declutter, reorganize, and optimize the spaces in your home that matter most. Think of it as having a good friend in your corner, guiding you every step of the way. You'll be equipped with a clear, step-by-step roadmap to transform your space. Together, we'll identify what matters most to you and design a setup that maximizes efficiency without the overwhelm. With weekly check-ins, attainable to-do lists, and product recommendations, I'll help you stay on track so you can finally make your home work the way you need it to. The program starts March 3rd, and spots are limited. Join the waitlist today to be the first to know when Clarity On Call opens for enrollment. Click the link in the show notes to take the first step toward a home that finally works for you. Hey guys, we are just going to jump right into it today. I am talking about how to declutter or reorganize your kids' closets. And this is just going to be a bite-sized episode. So we're going to use my 4-step methods to declutter any space. And it is prioritize, categorize, downsize, and reorganize. Those are the 4 steps to declutter any space. Now, when we're talking about kids' closets, it is definitely something that is hard to keep organized. It's just so cyclical with kids growing in and out of sizes all the time. And I should say, when I'm talking about closets, wherever you're storing your kids' clothes, that's what we're talking about. So whatever is working for you and your family, that's what we're doing here. So if you have your kids' clothes in dressers or in bins, in drawers, in a closet on hangers, a closet in drawers, a built-in system, we're talking about where you keep your kids' clothes and their things, any storage item in their room. It's easy for kids' closets to become a black hole, and between mismatched socks and outgrown outfits, there's just something it seems like you always need to be catching up on. So when we prioritize is just going to be deciding where you're starting, deciding what your focus is on. Prioritizing can be deciding which kid you're starting with if you have more than one. And you got to start with taking everything out of the closet. Take everything out, and you have to be able to take everything out so that you can do the next step, because you do not want to be making yourself make decisions more than once. You want to see it all together in its category. I'm getting ahead of myself, but you want to be able to see it all together. You want to be able to start with a clean slate. So if possible, take everything out. So we're prioritizing, we're going to empty the space. And then the next step is to categorize. So put all the pants with the pants, the shirts with the shirts, and go however you want to catch shoes, socks, sweatshirts, tank tops, dresses, tights, leggings between jeans, whatever season you're in with your kids, whatever ages they're at, onesies, pajamas, categorize, put them in piles, sort them into baskets, whatever you need to do. Prioritize, categorize, and then downsize is where you're going to make all the decisions. So for categories, you might see things like everyday clothes, special occasion outfits, play clothes, seasonal items, shoes, accessories. I know accessories are a hard one with my girls that I have, mostly because they don't really wear them, but I don't want to let them go. Like when it comes to super cute, like thick headbands. Ugh. Also, another thing to consider when you're going through your kids' stuff is the size sorting. So differentiating between, if you're like me, I have a daughter who is growing out of 2T and into 3T, also going from size 5T to more like the 5-6 and the young girl sizing rather than toddlers. Same with my son. He's going into like the 7-8 sizing, coming out of his 6-7 sizing. So keep clothes that fit. Create a bin or a box for items that they will grow into, and then also designate a pile, separate between like, these are things that get donated, or these are things that are going to go to my nephew or my cousin's daughter. Then also designate stuff for resale. You might want to do like high quality items that never got worn, maybe new with tags, anything that you want to sell and get some money back on, create a pile for that. I also have a bin in my garage that is labeled like sentimental boy clothes, sentimental girl clothes. You can create a pile for that too. And honestly, one thing that I notice is that as I go back through my stuff, like maybe every couple summers, I can still pare down my sentimental boy and girl clothes. It's just like as time goes on, I'm able to identify more of what's truly special to me and what I can let go of. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to save more now and then let some go later if you realize it really wasn't as special to you. Okay, so we prioritized. We decided where we were starting. We took everything out. We categorized. After that is downsize. So that is like the purge. Okay, so this is when in each category, decide what you're keeping, what you're donating, and what you're letting go of. So this would be a really great time to reach for my decide guide. I will leave a link in the show notes. And I have questions there for you that you can ask yourself, or you can use the ones I mentioned in this episode. Has this been worn in the last season? Does my child actually like wearing this? Is it comfortable? Do you like it? I mean, honestly, why do we have clothes in our kids' closets if they like are something that drive us crazy? I remember one time I finally just swore off the girls' clothes that have like ruffles sewn into them because it drove me nuts that every time they would get washed, like they would never dry right. And like, I just can't have high maintenance kid clothes in my house. So the ruffles would like dry. And then if I wanted them to look nice when they'd be worn, I had to like basically steam them. And that is just, that's too much. So anyways, go ahead and make your decisions on what you're getting rid of. Like I talked about, the outgrown sentimental items, find a place for those. Also think about what if items. So I really want you to trust that like you won't regret letting go of clothes that no longer serve a purpose if you know that they're not serving a purpose. Okay. And we all know people around here are very familiar with overthinking and then procrastinating, but just do your best. You can always have like a decide later or a maybe pile. And once you kind of exercise that muscle, it will be easier. Okay. The last step is organize or reorganize. So that's where you have eliminated everything you're letting go of, or at least setting it to the side. And now you know exactly what you're going to be putting back in your kids' closet or dresser or bins. When you are reorganizing, go ahead and think about how you can keep it kid friendly, like using low hanging rods, bins, or baskets so that your kids, if they're old enough and if they trust them and if it works for your home, they could get into their clothes themselves. Make sure to add some labels if that would help you make your day-to-day routines easier. Drawer dividers might be helpful too. If you really want to get technical, you can add photos so that kids can see where things belong. That would be really great for kids who are like younger than school age and maybe can't recognize words yet. Think about the zones, like school clothes, play clothes. I have a bin of farm clothes for my kids, like clothes that I don't really want them wearing to school, but also I don't want their school clothes just being out on the farm and stained like crazy. So school clothes, play clothes, seasonal items, you might have room to store there, like depending on your house and where you live, with like seasonal items like hoodies or shorts. I actually just added into my girls' bin, or into my girls' closet, a bin that I labeled like current size, wrong season. And actually it came in handy because this winter when my daughter did basketball, then I knew I had shorts in her size in that bin, even though she's not wearing them every day. She could still like put those shorts on under her sweatpants or leggings and we could go to town and she could go to basketball. Make sure you're getting the most out of your vertical space. Add hooks or shelf dividers or over the door organizers. I really love those for all kinds of things. Make sure you have a spot for clothes that you know you need to like move out, like a place of put things that are going towards hand-me-downs or clothes that are incoming, but they're not quite ready to wear yet. So that would be clothes they go grow into. There's just a constant turnover as our kids grow up. So just make it easy for yourself and put a bin there, put a basket there, put a box there, label it so you know what it is and why it's there. If you have multiple kids sharing one closet, definitely would make it easier if you designated a specific zone for each child. My older daughter has the bottom shelf so that she can get her own clothes. And then my toddler has the higher rod for her clothes because me or my husband always have to get those out for her. But it just kind of depends on like if you want them to have access to it or not. Do you want your older kid to be able to reach it? Do you want your younger kid to be able to reach it? So in the closet, my three-year-old stuff is on the higher rod, but in her dresser where her diapers and pajamas are, that's in the lower drawer because when I tell her to go get her pajamas and diaper, like she's old enough to do that, but I have her outfits hanging together on hangers. So an adult does that. So just thinking about if you want them to be able to do it on their own or follow a direction, or if they're old enough, or if not, it's just something to consider. A lot of times if kids' clothes become overwhelming, I just think it's like with the amount of clothes that you need to wash and put away, it's okay to just take some clothes out and take it out of the rotation so that they're not getting worn and they're not getting dirty. And then you don't have to do laundry. You might have to do laundry more often if your kids have less clothes available to wear. But a lot of times I like doing that more rather than going like weeks because they have enough clothes, but then laundry like takes forever to get through. So if I can only go a couple weeks with them without doing laundry, but then laundry is like essentially a smaller load, that like I like that better, but somebody else might, you might be different than me. But I just want you to know it's okay to like let go of or set some items aside that maybe like next month they could wear those clothes if you wanted to rotate through them eventually, or let them go early and just decide that they don't need them. I have been noticing though, once my kids like hit school age, they are so much rougher on their clothes, like holes in the knees and socks and shoes and things like that. So it might even just be a good idea to hang on to them and rotate them through as your kids tear apart their clothes. So before I let you go, I just want to remind you, focus on creating systems that are easy to maintain. Whatever works for you is what's right. Whatever works for your family, that is what is right. It's not always clear bins with perfect labels. It might just be painter's tape with a permanent marker stuck on a box. Whatever you need to do to make your days easy and routines simplified, you just need to make sure that you are confident in doing what's right for you and your family. And remember that if you would like some help or need some advice on a kid's closet in your house, I always have a 60-second session available for you. I'll leave a link in the show notes, and make sure you follow me on Instagram for more practical tips. Okay, bye guys.